Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
We've been conducting research, and I'm sure you will be aware that online there has been some reporting of teenagers using codeine-containing substances. Together with our law enforcement team, they've been doing quite a number of inspections at pharmacies where they would find irregular transactions which are not recorded, but wholesalers have indicated that they've sold quite a huge number of codeine-containing substances to those facilities. So together as well with whistleblowers who are reporting misuse, and there's also been hijacking of codeine-containing medicines. So, and also the scourge, I mean, globally we know that there is a scourge of substance abuse when it comes to codeine-containing medicines, especially among the youth. You find that they use it to get high. So then we realize that within the pharmaceutical supply chain, there's somewhere where they, no matter how stringent it is, there is a loophole. There are some leaks into the illicit market where high quantities are being sold illegally. So we needed to then now look into our regulations to say, are they tight enough? The stakeholders to say to them, are we doing enough in the pharma industry to protect the public? Realize that this is not the case at the moment.
With that said, Daphne, you know, you spoke about some pharmacies or places that sell these types of medications, you know, doing so illegally and not putting it on their books and selling bulk orders illegally. What then would be done to these institutions or shops or pharmacies? Is any action being taken against them?
Yes, those that we find some irregular practice, yes, we do, because in terms of our act, we do have offenses, and then they are also followed by penalties. So we do enforce our law, and then we also, remember, our mandate is the Medicines and Related Substances Act, and then there's also the Pharmacy Act, and also there is the Health Professional Council, to the statutory body for the medical practitioners, and also the within the National Department of Health, the Pharmacy Act, that's where they license some of the pharmacies. We have to involve related stakeholders to refer those matters of unethical conduct or related misconduct that they will be able to enforce on their side. But we do enforce where we find such. But on a broader scale, this is why we are saying we need to prevent, we need to detect, and we need to respond decisively going forward, because this problem is just growing. So that is why we are, at the moment, we have an initiative called Codeine Care Initiative. It is a start, we're starting with Codeine to say that multiple stakeholders, which is led by SAPRA, the pharmaceutical manufacturers, the pharmaceutical associations, pharmaceutical industry statutory bodies, together with like your civil society, basic education, and other government entities that are relevant, the Central Drug Authority, to say we have a problem. How do we centralize? How do we make sure that there is education and awareness to our communities? And also, how do we then, because data is required for every establishment like a pharmacy to issue medicine, they need to keep registered for who they are giving. But this is not working, because you can move from this pharmacy A to pharmacy B to pharmacy C to pharmacy D. They won't be able to detect that you've been hopping around. So we are now saying there must be real-time collection of data at a centralized means, whereby we will be able to help the professionals together with the person that is buying, so that we can detect where there is irregular purchasing. And then the system will warn that, you know, this person has been to a similar establishment looking for the same product or a codeine-containing substance.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.